Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
In Acts 9 and verse 10, we read, "The Lord called to him in a vision, 'Ananias.' 'Yes, Lord,' he answered." The Word for Today asks, could the Lord call on you? Why did God use Ananias to lead Saul of Tarsus to Christ? Because he was the right man in the right place at the right time with the right message and the right attitude. Acts 9 verses 10, 11 and 17 says, "In Damascus there was a disciple named Ananias. The Lord called to him in a vision, 'Ananias.' 'Yes, Lord,' he answered." The Lord told him, "Go to the house of Judas on Straight Street and ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul, for he's praying." Then Ananias went to the house and entered it. Placing his hands on Saul, he said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus has sent me so that you may see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit." Now, if God needed you to do something for him, would you be ready? Would you be willing? This was not an easy assignment because Saul was notorious for imprisoning Christians and putting them to death. But when God told Ananias, "Go, this man is my chosen instrument to proclaim my name to the Gentiles and their kings and to the people of Israel," he trusted God and he went. Now, note those words, placing his hands on Saul, he said, "Brother Saul." Ananias had every right to fear Saul and even resent him, yet he called him brother. Ananias acknowledged that an old foe was now part of God's redeemed family, and you must learn to do that too. When God calls someone his child, you must love them, accept them, and treat them as your brother or sister in Christ. So let's go back to the question. If God needed you to do something for him today, would you be ready? You can be, and you need to be. Could the Lord call on you? That's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.